Jerry Bader Show, 1036. I get the sense, and maybe this is just me, but I remember talking about this a little bit in 2012. And you don't have a presidential race this year to do anything. And you don't have a hotly contested statewide U.S. Senate primary. I think people seem to be largely disengaged from politics. They know it's a big election year. They know it's a critical election year, just as we said 2008 was, 2010, 2012. They all are. You know, you've got the primaries going on in states where, you know, key Senate primaries that were seen as an opportunity for the Tea Party movement didn't work out that way. Of course, the Cochran one, you know, there was that whole orchestration there. By the way, there are concerns that that is reverberating around the country and that people are going to rebel against the Republican Party. They may in some ways, but I don't think they're going to stay home in states across America where they can deliver a Republican and take the Senate from Harry Reid. Speaking of Harry Reid, Jason, I forgot to mention this to you. If you can find that cut that's got Harry Reid going coke crazy, it's like, if it's in there, you still got it? I don't need it at this moment, but I think I'm going to need it before the end of the show. Because Harry Reid comes into play on this. The Politico has a couple of stories pointing out that things are set very nicely for Republicans. In fact, it could be a red tsunami. And they go Senate race by, and they focus on the chances of Republicans taking back the Senate, and they break down each race. Louisiana, they say Democrats feel more hopeful than they did a few months ago about Mary Landrieu, but they are still, Republicans are confident in that race. Arkansas. It turns out Mark Pryor is not Blanche Lincoln. In 2010, there was never much doubt that Lincoln, one of only three Democratic Senate incumbents to lose re-election in the past decade, would get wiped out. Republicans saw Pryor as dead man walking when Tom Cotton got into the race and cleared the field. But the conventional wisdom has shifted. Big Democratic TV buys drove up Cotton's negatives, and the race is very much in play. A handful of Republican internal surveys have shown Cotton in the lead. But it's close. North Carolina, Kay Hagan. Freshman does not have an established family brand like Landrieu and Pryor, which makes it easier to run against her as a generic Obama Democrat. But the president is more popular in North Carolina. And they just break all of these down, but there are 10 key races in play. The reality is all of the recent troubles of the president are weighing heavily on Senate Democratic candidates and incumbents, but notably incumbents. When you look at the polls and people don't believe the Lois Lerner email story, where people actually are concerned now about foreign policy, where he thought it was a back burner, they actually do blame him for the humanitarian crisis on the border. And on and on and on. And then there's this. Obamacare's next threat, writes Politico, a September surprise. Edward Isaac Dovier. Obamacare open enrollment closed March 31st. The White House Obamacare war room did not. Most state health insurance rates for 2015 are scheduled to be approved by early fall, and most are likely to rise. Timing that couldn't be worse for Democrats already on defense in the midterms. The White House and its allies know they have been beaten in every previous round of Obamacare messaging, never more devastatingly than in 2010. And they know the results this November could hinge in large part on whether that happens again. So they're trying to avoid or at least get ahead of any September surprise, aware that state insurance rate hikes could give Republicans a chance to resurrect Obamacare as a political liability, and it has gone quiet. Just weeks before the midterms, the White House's internal healthcare enrollment outreach apparatus immediately redirected into a rapid response, blocking and tackling research and press operation geared toward preempting GOP attacks on the issue, in what aides say is a sign of a changed approach within the White House, but also heightened concerns around the midterms. They're even coordinating with Hill Democrats, funneling localized background analysis and talking points to each state's delegation through Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi. In other words, when all of these, if you do have these rates coming out, the 2015 rates as they will, and they're ugly, and you can blame Obamacare for it, they're already trying to circumvent that. They knew this was coming when they pushed this back. They still felt they had to push these things back and that they would take their chances with the rates coming out in September. So you look at all of this. And by the way, reliably liberal columnist in the New York Times, I think it's Charles Blow, but I want to be sure. Yeah, it is Charles Blow. Democrats face a tough fight to hold on to the Senate. He's a little more optimistic. He thinks it's going to be close. Right now, it looks like it would be a blowout. I think right now it's worse than it looks for Democrats. So what could change? Could Democrats somehow help foment that Cochran backlash? Okay, could Mississippians actually decide that Cochran is no better than the Democrat because of the shameful technique used to get him the nomination? It's possible. I think that is somewhat wishful thinking, at least that it would go beyond Mississippi. That, however, is a possibility. The one thing that's taken off the table is, well, quite frankly, bad candidates. For the most part, that hasn't happened. Someone who's going to say something stupid. So minus those two things, and I realize that 4 months in modern politics is an eternity. What could change Democrats' fortunes dramatically to where Republicans don't at least take control of the Senate? It, quite frankly, to me, is hard to see anything good that could come their way. Is Obama going to suddenly start giving a damn? Is he suddenly going to become competent? To borrow from a loyal listener, Andrew, because I'm sure if he was here, he would say this, is Marco Estrada suddenly going to stop giving up home runs in the first inning? He could. I see no evidence of it. It's hard to imagine what they could pull out of their hat. But you'll never guess, and not making this up, you will never guess what their strategy is. So the winds are definitely against them. It looks like it could be a Republican blowout. Guess what they think their secret weapon is. Guess.
Coke Brothers. T-O-P-I-A. Coke budget. Ryan Coke budget. Ryan Coke budget. Coke Ryan budget. Coke budget. Coke budget. I should put the Ryan Coke budget. Coke Brothers. Not the Coke Brothers. The Coke Brothers. 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 Coke Brothers.
They really think that's going to win it for them. In fact, Politico has a piece today explaining the entire Coke strategy. They really think this is going to win it for them. I'll get to that in 3 minutes. It's 10:46.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.